WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis.
Harper for three. That's a big three-point shot by Datrion Harper. Giants up by three, 6:21 left to go in the game.
It's stolen by Cameron Mall. Cameron Mall is going coast to coast, and Cameron Mall makes the play himself there with the layup.
I think anytime you're in a position like the kids are, where they go out and they're representing our community on a Friday and Saturday night, that they have a service to do to the community, to behave certain ways, hand the ball to the official, not blow up on the bench, you know, represent the community the right way, whether in school, out of school, whatever it is. But you'd like to think if someone says, hey, there's a Ben Davis basketball player, they'll expect certain things out of him, attitude, effort-wise, and behavior-wise.
Center circle, Harper's going to drive, puts out a move. Henry, two-handed slam for Aaron Henry.
That's a big boy move, and he's been making those moves all game long. Aaron Henry coming up big for the Giants.
There's so many people in our society today, it's all about me and never about us. And you know, if these young men are going to be heads of families, be successful down the road, they have to understand most time it's about us and not about them. They're a part of us. And so we're talking to them constantly about that, about how, like, if they're in a classroom and are they a problem or are they a solution to the problem?
Maul going to set up the offense, gets it to Clayton on the inside, back to Maul. Maul wide open, shoots the three, and Maul makes the three. The monster dunk by Aaron Henry in transition went coast to coast from that rebound.
I think you're subservient to the community if you just follow the rules and do what you're supposed to and set a good example. And I think that's huge. And it's huge within a team, and it's huge within a school and everything. And someone's got to be doing the right thing. Gosh knows there's enough people outside doing the wrong thing.
DeJuan Jones underneath the bucket, and DeJuan Jones makes it again, and he is fouled. He'll shoot a free throw, as that was a big man play right there by DeJuan Jones.
It's one thing talking about, it's another thing doing it. And in basketball, we try to tell our kids all the time, we won't be nameless and faceless. We don't need to be Kobe Bryant. You know, so right. Be good Ben Davis Giants. Be good people.
He's driving, kicks it out. Brewer for three. He's gone! Oh, and the Giants are going to state. Buzzer beater from Josh Brewer. Misses the second one. 4 seconds left. Here goes Kenny driving the lane. At the buzzer. Misses. And the Giants have won state. The Giants are the 2017 4A state champions. They have done it. The Giants bring the state title back to the West Side.
With a tradition of excellence, this is Ben Davis Giants basketball on Giant 90.9. Presented by Church's Chicken on West 10th Street and Build Your Future Indiana. Now we take you live to the game with the WBDG Sports Crew.
Good evening and welcome to Ben Davis High School, where tonight the Giants have their second mid-conference battle. I'm Grant Covey alongside Coach Bragg here in the pregame show. The Giants lost their first Metropolitan Conference game to the Warren Central Warriors.
Yep.
Ben Davis now 6 in the Mitt Conference, looking to improve that record to 1-1 tonight. Coach, what are the Giants going to have to do?
Yeah, this is a big one. We don't want to start 0-2 in the conference. One of our goals we set for ourselves at the beginning of the season was to win conference. That's something we haven't done in this coaching staff 7 years here. We've done a lot of really good things, changed the culture of our basketball program, brought home a state title last year, but we've not won the conference. And if we start 0-2 this year, we're going to be 0-8 in that. So we can't do that. This LC team, this Lawrence Central team, is really good. We've watched a lot of film on them. It's going to be really important that our kids execute what we've asked them to defensively. That's something we did not do the last time out against the Hamilton Heights Club. So we're looking for a really good physical and mental effort out of our kids tonight, especially on the defensive end.
All right, Coach, like you mentioned, that Hamilton Heights team you played last Saturday, you lost. But really, a great performance by a team. They really came together and played as a team down the stretch, really. But the big story, Aaron Henry scores 49 points, which breaks the record for most points in the 3 years of the Manual Extravaganza.
Yeah, really proud of the way the kids didn't. I mean, their physical effort on the 23rd of December was really good. We were down 19 points in the third quarter, and they could have packed it in and just been, oh, this team's really good. They got big kids and athletic kids, and they're just really, they didn't do that. They fought back. They never gave up. Aaron was fantastic. It's really a shame that one of the better individual performances that I've seen in a high school basketball game got wasted because of our lackluster defensive effort. Everybody else was probably pretty happy the way our kids played, but when we watched the film that way, Defensively, they did nothing that we talked about doing leading into the game. We played a good, talented prep school team that doesn't scout, doesn't do anything. They were like an AAU team. So really, that loss kind of stung our coaching staff anyway. Anybody outside the locker room probably doesn't see it. But our kids, we need to execute defensively. And if we don't do that tonight, we're going to be 0-2 in the conference. That's why I'm talking about defense so much.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us in the pregame show. We're going to set for the national anthem here. Coach, your final thoughts, keys to the game for you?
We got to score at least one more point than we let LC score. Have a good one, guys.
All right, thanks, Coach. That was Coach Bragg in the pregame show. We're now going to bring in John Easter, the color analyst for this evening. And we're going to talk Lawrence Central and Ben Davis basketball right after the national anthem. We are getting set for the national anthem here at Ben Davis High School. We're going to keep it here for the national anthem, so keep it here. All right, that was the national anthem here at Ben Davis High School. Joined with John Easter, now the color analyst for this evening. How are you doing tonight, John?
I'm doing great. How are you, Grant?
I'm doing fantastic.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Yes, certainly. The last game, they got a game tomorrow night.
Giants play Brebeuf here.
Yes, Brebeuf, and catch that action live here, right here on WBDG, of course. That game, the ball goes up about 7:30 there.
And my grandma used to call him Brebeuf.
All right, John, we're getting set for tip-off, and you heard Coach Bragg's keys to the game. What do you think the Giants are going to have to do to win this game besides Aaron Henry scoring he does?
He's exactly right. I mean, when you look at this Lawrence Central team, they are a very good basketball team. And what I like about LC and what Coach Gooden has done at LC is they can play any style. You know, I watched that Lawrence Central, Lawrence North game, and they really just took it to Lawrence North. Did a great job in that game, just really took it to them. And, you know, this LC team is capable of taking that fight. And you look at their stat sheet. I mean, I looked at them on Max Preps. They have four players that average in double figures. So that tells you they don't have a star. They have players that average 5, 6, 7 rebounds, 3 or 4 players that do that. I mean, they're a team that probably, as we watch them tonight, ain't going to care who gets the credit. I mean, they're that kind of squad. Whereas Ben Davis, when you look at what the Giants try to do, it all starts and begins with what Aaron Henry does. And I think he's the engine that makes the team go. They have a lot of nice pieces. And you can talk about DeJuan Jones. You can talk about Jalen Windham. You can talk about Keyshawn Tunstall and the rest of the Giants. But if Aaron Henry doesn't have a good game, it really puts the Giants in a tough position as far as the scoreboard. I don't think LC is that way. So I would expect that we're going to see a pretty low-scoring contest, a pretty low-scoring affair. I doubt if this game gets out of the 50s. That's just my prediction. But I think both these teams, it's going to be a great battle between both of these teams. And Lawrence Central is one of those MIC teams that, you know, it's not the – they're not the Warren Central. They're not the – sometimes the teams – they get that marquee treatment, the Carmels, the Ben Davises, the North Central, but LC can put an L on your record, and last year the Giants found that out in a game that they led by double digits late they went home with a loss. So, you know, that was one of those situations where you got to play all four quarters against LC because they're not going to give up.
All right. We're going to come back in 30 seconds with the starting lineups and first quarter play-by-play. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School. We're getting set for the tip-off here. The Ben Davis Giants taking on the Lawrence Central Bears. And, John, before we get it tipped off here, your final thoughts, your keys to the game for both squads.
Well, I think the Giants just have to get out to a good start. Certainly that's always the key. You don't want to play from behind like they did against Hamilton Heights Christian. And I think if you're Lawrence Central, you gotta keep control of Aaron Henry. You know, as tough as that's going to be, you got to make sure that you know where he is at all times. Aaron Henry just keeps getting better and better. Really, his development as a player over the summer has been phenomenal. Because I'm not going to lie to you, when he was a sophomore, I watched some of the games, and I'm like, man, I just don't get what they're saying. I mean, sure, I can see flashes of brilliance, but I just don't get it. And then his junior year, of course, last year, I think towards the end of the year, when the Giants made the run at the state tournament, you saw what Aaron Henry could be. And then this year, he's just been awesome and unreal. So they have to make sure that they know where he is at all times tonight.
All right. And, yeah, like you mentioned, Aaron Henry really kind of is a leader of this team, and he's going on to play his college basketball at Michigan State. The starting lineups for tonight's contest for Lawrence Central, they go with Danielle Merritt, Jaden Jerry, DeAndre Davis, Nigel Pack, and Tyler Andrew. For Ben Davis, they'll go with Cameron Maul, Jalen Windham, Aaron Henry, Ty Nibbs, and DeJuan Jones. Ty Nibbs getting his first start as a Giant this season. He played some valuable minutes in a Hamilton Heights game on Saturday, and he works his way into the starting lineup tonight. The ball's getting ready to go up here at Ben Davis High School.
Also, DeJuan Jones has worked his way into the starting lineup as well. I think that could also be those guys came out late. You know, they were here. They played for the state champion football team, and just seeing them get into basketball shape, because it's a different kind of play when you're playing offensive line or when you're playing punter. It's a different kind of situation when you get out there and you're actually running up and down the floor as a basketball player. So it's good to see them work their way into the starting lineup.
That's exactly right. DeJuan Jones was a big physical man down low in the Hamilton Heights game, guarding that 7'1" center and the 6'11" guy.
And just looking at LLC, they don't really have an answer for him, so I would expect he'll have a lot to do tonight.
Danielle Merritt controls the opening tip, and Jerry will bring the ball up for Lawrence Central. Jaden Jerry crosses the timeline for the Bears. In between the circles, goes left side to Nigel Pack. Now back up top to Jerry. Up top at the top of the key. Now back to Davis on the left wing. Left baseline, it's Danielle Merritt. Merritt on the left wing operating his offense. Now goes back up top to Jaden Jerry. Jerry setting up his offense now on the right wing. It's Nigel Pack. Pack goes back up top to Danielle Merritt. Merritt goes left side. On the left side, it's Jerry now back up top to Nigel Pack. Giants really good defense to start out in the opening quarter. Meredith on the right wing. Meredith drives in the lane, guarded by Ty Nibbs, puts up a two-point shot, but a foul called will send Meredith to the line to shoot two shots, and they're going to hit Ty Nibbs for his first foul.
Yeah, kind of a ticky-tack foul there against Ty Nibbs. Bit of a late call, and looked like Coach James wasn't too pleased with that, and they're going to get him two shots as well. I didn't think he was shooting.
Danielle Merritt at the line, looking to put the first points on the scoreboard. 7:18 to play in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Merritt, first shot on the way, and it's good. Right through the iron, and Merritt will have his second shot. Giants, a great defensive effort here early. Second shot on the way is no good. DeJuan Jones comes down with a rebound for Ben Davis. Now Cameron Maul will operate the point guard, crosses the timeline, going right side. Up top, Aaron Henry between the circles, swings it all the way around. To Ty Nibbs on the left wing, inside DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones, baby hook shot on the way, is good. DeJuan Jones gets the ring around 2 points. 2-1, your score in favor of Ben Davis, just under 7 minutes to play in the first quarter. Jaden Jerry bringing the ball to the floor for Lawrence Central. On the right side, now back out at the top of the key. It's Nigel Pack. Pack on the right wing. Back up top of the key, long three on the way for Pack. Can't hit it, and Aaron Henry comes flying in for the rebound. Aaron Henry, left side, Ty Nibbs. Ty Nibbs thought about the three, doesn't take it. Now back up top to Aaron Henry. Right side, Jalen Windham for three, good! Jalen Windham hits a three, makes the score 5-1. 6:30 to play in the first quarter. Nigel Pack bringing the ball to the floor for Lawrence Central. Now right side, Jaden Jerry. Jerry on the right wing, operating his offense for Lawrence Central. Now on the left side, it's Andrews. Andrews takes a two-point shot, no good. And the rebound to Jalen Windham. Aaron Henry the other direction for Ben Davis. Pulls up from three-point land. No good. Off the mark. But the rebound to DeJuan Jones. Aaron Henry on the right wing. Drives in the lane. Puts up a layup. And it's good. 7-1 your score. Just under 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Jaden Jerry the other way for Lawrence Central. On the right side, Jerry. Back out at the top of the key for three. And he can't get it to go. The rebound, though, is going to be controlled by Nigel Pack. Pack now inside, goes to Danielle Meredith. Meredith can't get it to go. Jalen Windham the other way. Ty Nibbs lays it in off the assist from Jalen Windham. Very up-tempo game for the Ben Davis Giants here early. 5:30 to play in the first quarter. Giants lead by 8.
Coach Al Gooden not deciding to call a timeout here, letting his team play through this early on.
Jerry at the top of the key. Drives in the lane, taken away by Aaron Henry. Now it's Cameron Maul on the left wing. Maul drives in the lane. Kick out to Ty Nibbs. Ty Nibbs nearly lost the handle. Now back up top to Aaron Henry for three. No good off the mark. But Aaron Henry flies in to get his own rebound. And Aaron Henry gets fouled by a Lawrence Central. They're going to get DeAndre Davis for the foul. That's his first and the team's first.
What a great job there by Aaron Henry. He knew his shot was short, so he was already crashing the board when the ball came off the hoop.
DeJuan Jones on the right side off the inbound pass under their own basket. Now up top, it's Jalen Windham. Windham on the right side to Aaron Henry. Inside to DeJuan Jones. 5 minutes to play. Giants lead by 8. DeJuan Jones puts up a two-point shot. No good. And it's Nigel Pack the other way for Lawrence Central. Pack pulls up from three-point land. On the left wing, no. The rebound to Jalen Windham. Windham the other direction for Ben Davis. On the right side. Tries to get it inside to Cameron Maul. Tipped away. There's a scrum for the ball on the floor, but Danielle Meredith comes up with it. Meredith now pushing the ball down the floor. Goes to Nigel Pack. Now inside it's Davis for a layup. No good. The tip by Andrew is no good as well. As the ball's being tipped around, it finally outletted to Jaden Jerry for Lawrence Central. Lawrence Central had about 5 chances at that bucket, not able to get it. On the left side now, Nigel Pack. Pack on the left wing operating his offense. Guarded by Aaron Henry. Now left side, Jaden Jerry. Jerry picked up by Windham. Now back at the top of the key. It's Pack. Now back to Jerry. Inside to Davis. Davis can't control it. And Cameron Maul comes down with it. Now Ty Nibbs in transition. Lays it in. Blocked away by Lawrence Central. No foul call. Danielle Meredith. The other direction on the right wing.
It's close to goaltending.
Pack at the top of the key for Lawrence Central. Now on the left side, Jaden Jerry. Jerry on the left side. Just under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Giants lead 9-1. The left side, inside, it's Davis. Davis puts up a layup, blocked away by DeJuan Jones and Jalen Windham in transition for the Giants. Thought about taking a three, drives in the lane, no good, but DeJuan Jones is there for the rebound, and DeJuan Jones gets it on the second chance effort. 10-1 your score, 3:38 to play in the first quarter.
11-1.
11-1 now your score, 3:30 to play in the first quarter. Left side, Jaden Jerry. At the top of the key, drives in the lane. Now Danielle Meredith on the right side. Meredith driving the lane, going up against DeJuan Jones, and he's fouled by Ty Nibbs.
And that'll be Ty Nibbs' second foul, so probably see him check out here in just a moment. But really nice job by the Giants. We talked about them getting off to a fast start, and they have definitely done that so far. Good inside play by DeJuan Jones. Love that little baby hook. He's developing that game, and if he develops a baby hook or maybe a jump shot to go with it, it's game over.
Substitutions. Wesley Jordan checks in for Lawrence Central, and Andrew will sit for LC for Ben Davis. Keyshawn Tunstall, Jamari London, and Dominique Day check in for Ben Davis. DeJuan Jones, Ty Nibbs, Cameron Maul, and Jalen Windham sit. The other sub is Jeff Clayton for Ben Davis. 3:24 to play in the first quarter. The Giants lead 11-2.
Danielle Meredith with both points and both on free throws. Four minutes and change here without a field goal for LC.
Meredith's second shot on the way. It is good. 11-3 now your score in favor of Ben Davis. Aaron Henry will bring the ball up the floor for the Giants. Aaron Henry crosses the timeline. Looking to go right side to Keyshawn Tunstall. Doesn't. Now calls for Dominique Day. Now Day on the right wing. Now Jabari London up top is picked by Davis. And Davis the other way in transition. Tries to lay it in. Can't. Dominique Day flies in there for the rebound. Here come the Giants in transition. Crosses the timeline. Goes right side to Aaron Henry. Aaron Henry slows the contest down. Setting up his offense between the circles. Aaron Henry goes back to Keyshawn Tunstall. Tunstall on the right side to Dominique Day. Day now on the right wing, looking for a post-entry pass. Can't get it now. Aaron Henry from 15 feet airballs it, and the rebound to Jaden Jarrett. Jaden Jarrett on the right wing. Goes, drives in the lane, acrobatic move, and gets the layup to fall.
Good move there by Terry.
11-5 your score, 2:30 to play in the first quarter. Keyshawn Tunstall up top. Goes right side to Dominique Day. Now up top, it's Aaron Henry. Aaron Henry. Driving in the lane, puts up a layup, no good, but he is fouled. It'll be a foul on Lawrence Central, and Aaron Henry will go to the line to shoot two shots.
So Aaron Henry back at the line, of course, had a chance. You know, you talk about the great game he played against Hamilton Heights Christian, and you almost forget that he had a chance to tie the game from the line and went one of two instead of the two for two that would have tied the game. But it's really hard to fault him when he scored 49 points in that game.
That's exactly right. Aaron Henry makes the first shot. Fouls on Wesley Jordan of Lawrence Central. That's his first foul.
That Terry shot was the first field goal of the game for LC, so the Giants did a great job defensively.
Second shot on the way, no good, but Aaron Henry gets his own rebound and lays it in. 14-5 now your score. 2:10 to play in the first quarter, and Al Gooden will call a timeout.
Another great hustle play there by Aaron Henry.
All right, a 30-second timeout taken by Lawrence Central. We're going to take a 30-second break and be back with the rest of the first quarter. This is the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This WBDG sports broadcast is made possible by Build Your Future Indiana. 2 million skilled construction jobs are in demand nationwide. This increased demand means job security for those who are certified to work in construction. And 20% of the workforce will retire in the next 5 years. Starting wages for craft professionals range from $17 to $30 per hour. To find out how to go pro in construction, visit indiana.byf.org.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School. The Ben Davis Giants on top of the Lawrence Central Bears, 14-5, 2:12 to play in the first quarter. Lawrence Central inbound. Terry will bring the ball to the floor for the Bears. The inbound pass. Out of the Lawrence Central timeout, it's Terry bringing the ball to the floor for Lawrence Central now. Crosses the timeline between the circles. Goes right side now back up top to Danielle Meredith. On the left side, it's Pack, and Pack throws it away, intended for Wesley Jordan now. The Ben Davis basketball, 14-5 your score.
It's not what you want if you're Coach Gooden, and you never want a turnover right out of a timeout. It's just like wasting one.
14-5 your score, just under 1 minute, just under 2 minutes to play, rather, in the first quarter. Keyshawn Tunstall on the left wing goes to Aaron Henry. Aaron Henry on the left side. On the left baseline, Dominique Day. Nick Day back up top to Aaron Henry. Right side, Keyshawn Tunstall. Tunstall now goes up top to Dominique Day. Dominique Day now gives it back to Keyshawn Tunstall. Tunstall drives in the lane. Dishes off to Day. Day can't control it. And it'll be Lawrence Central basketball.
Yeah, just a little bit of a mishandle there by the Giants that created that turnover. And we'll see Jalen Windham come back into the lineup replacing Day.
Tyler Andrew will check back in for Lawrence Central. And Wesley Jordan will sit.
Dom Day is one of the very few Giants that had experience from last year's teams, at least a varsity experience from last year.
Terry bringing the ball for Lawrence Central at the top of the key, drives in the lane, kicks it out to Pack. Pack thought about the three, doesn't take it. Now outlets to Danielle Meredith on the right wing. Meredith goes back up top to Davis. Davis takes the three, and he can't get it to go. The long rebound is going to be controlled by Andrew. Andrew for Lawrence Central gets the offensive rebound. Now a chance at a second chance point opportunity. Pack up top for Lawrence Central. Now up top, it's Pack now on the left side. It's Davis for three, and he airballs that one. But Terry's able to come down with it. Terry lays it in for 2 points.
The only two field goals for LC have come from Terry.
14-7 your score. First quarter, 40 seconds to play. The left side's Jamari London. London now goes back up top to Windham, and Windham is fouled hard there by Nigel Pack of Lawrence Central. Substitution for Lawrence Central. Jacoby LaRuna checks in for Lawrence Central. Ben Davis will inbound. Aaron Henry will control the inbound pass.
LaRavia, I think it is.
Aaron Henry up top holding for the last shot. Goes left side to Jalen Windham. Up top, it's Jamari London. Now goes right side to Aaron Henry. Aaron Henry on the right wing, setting up his offense. 18 seconds now. London on the left wing. Jamari London goes back to Keyshawn Tunstall. Now Aaron Henry thought about driving in, and Aaron Henry gets pickpocketed but goes out of bounds off the hands of Nigel Pack.
You know, because the boys and girls switch benches, this is the same side of the floor we saw Nia Clark hit that big three-pointer in the corner from last night. So be good to see here.
9.3 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Keyshawn Tunstall will inbound. Inbounds to Jalen Windham. Windham drives in the lane, kicks it out to Jeff Clayton from 15 feet at the buzzer. Gets it not quite at the buzzer. 2 seconds to play now. Inbound to Jacob. Jacob puts up a half-court shot. Oh. No good. Nearly made it off the iron, and that's the end of the first quarter. At the end of the first quarter, the Giants lead 16-7. We're going to come back with second quarter play-by-play in 1 minute. You're listening to the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
This WBDG sports broadcast is made possible by Build Your Future Indiana. 2 million skilled construction jobs are in demand nationwide. This increased demand means job security for those who are certified to work in construction. And 20% of the workforce will retire in the next 5 years. Starting wages for craft professionals range from $17 to $30 per hour. To find out how to go pro in construction, visit indiana.byf.org.
WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis.
Back here at Ben Davis High School, the Giants taking on the Lawrence Central Bears at the start of the second quarter. The Giants lead 16-7. Giants will control the basketball to start the second quarter. Inbound pass to Aaron Henry, and he'll control his offense. Crosses a timeline on the right side. Back up top, it's Cameron Maul. The Giants go with Henry, Maul, Windham, Nibbs, and DeJuan Jones. All five starters back into the contest for Ben Davis. Aaron Henry inside. Puts up a layup, acrobatic shot almost, and makes it 18-7. Now your score, 7:38 to play in the second quarter.
That's seven now for Aaron Henry.
Pack crosses a timeline for the Bears between the circles. Goes left side to Terry. Terry now looking to do something with it. Drives in on the right side and gets fouled. It'll be Lawrence Central basketball.
Jalen Windham picking up the foul.
And that's Windham's first foul of the contest. The team's third foul. And Dominic Day will check back in for Lawrence Central, and Jalen Windham will sit.
Coach Mark James and Coach Al Good in a very, very good coaching matchup. Of course, Coach James with over 530 wins here in his career, and Coach Gooden with 438 wins in his career. So lots of wins on either bench here.
Inbound pass for Lawrence Central under their own basket. Inbounds to Andrew. Andrew pulls up from 15 feet, can't get it to go. Dominic Day the other way in transition for Ben Davis. Puts up a layup, can't get it to go, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two shots.
Really like the aggressiveness tonight of Ben Davis. They are definitely going to the hole, and we've seen them do it time after time after time. So that is something that Coach Gooden has to be concerned about. His team definitely looks like the more lackadaisical one so far. Giants, though, really doing a nice job. Lawrence Central is settling, I would say, for some bad jump shots.
Dominic Day makes his first shot, and Jalen Windham will check back in for Ty Nibbs. 7:22 remaining in the second quarter. The Giants lead 19-7. Dominique Day will shoot his second shot.
I don't think this Ben Davis team understands how good they can be yet, and we're starting to maybe see a little bit of it here in this first half.
Dominique Day's able to convert his second shot, and it'll be Lawrence Central basketball. Aaron Henry knocked it out of bounds in front of the Ben Davis bench, so Lawrence Central inbound.
I mean, I didn't see a 20-7 start for the Giants in their future when we started this game, so pretty nice start for Ben Davis. I got to keep maintaining, though.
Inbound pass in the backcourt to Terry. Crosses the timeline, goes left side to Pack. Pack now on the left wing, operating his offense. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Now Jacob driving in the lane for Lawrence Central. Now back up top, it's Pack. Pack between the circles. Goes right side to Meredith. Meredith now on the right side to Pack. Pack driving in the lane on the right baseline. Out west to Jacob. Jacob puts up a two-point layup. Can't get it to go. The rebound to DeJuan Jones. Cameron Maul the other way in transition for Ben Davis. Jalen Windham called for the kickout. Doesn't get it. But Cameron Maul puts up a layup, and he scores and gets the foul call.
Well, what a great play there by Cameron Maul. And his development continues as well. You know, this Ben Davis team starting to develop. You know, you know about Windham. You know about Henry. You kind of know about DeJuan Jones. But they're starting to develop some more players around them. So that's just an awesome move there by Cameron Maul.
Cameron Maul misses the shot, can't convert the three-point play. The foul is on Jaden Terry of Lawrence Central. Now it's packed the other way for Lawrence Central. Between the circle goes left side. On the left wing goes inside to Meredith. Meredith thought about laying one in but kicks it out. But he's called for the travel. It'll be Ben Davis basketball now.
You know, you wonder if that comeback in the second half against Hamilton Heights Christian just didn't do something for the confidence of this Ben Davis team.
They certainly are seeming more and more confident as the season goes on. Cameron Maul will control the basketball for Ben Davis. 6:30 to play in the second quarter. The Giants lead 22-7. Crossing the timeline, it's Cameron Maul on the right side, guarded by Terry. Now Aaron Henry on the right wing. Goes inside to DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones lays it in, but they're going to get a foul call on Lawrence Central.
So LC just racking up the fouls here. That is their six now.
Danielle Meredith charged with that foul, and Cameron Maul will inbound it under his own basket. 6:21 to play in the second quarter. The Giants lead 22-7. Jalen Windham for three on the left wing. Good. And Jalen Windham hits a three-point bucket, makes the score 25-7 in favor of the Giants. On the right side, Jacob puts up a three of his own. Can't get it to go. The rebound to Cameron Maul. Giants in transition, running the floor, crossing the timeline. It's Cameron Maul on the right wing. Thought about taking the three, doesn't. Now Jalen Windham on the left side puts up a three. DeJuan Jones inside, knocked away by Jacob LaRavia. And it'll be Ben Davis basketball under their own basket. Jeff Clayton enters the contest for Ben Davis.
I think DeJuan Jones will sit. I think DeJuan Jones is going up for a dunk there. LC crowd and bench reacting like that was just the greatest play ever. They're down 25-7. Congratulations. You prevented two of them.
Checking in for Lawrence Central, it's DeAndre Davis for the Bears. Inbound pass for Ben Davis under their own basket. Aaron Henry controls it on the left block. Aaron Henry puts up a step back two, can't get it to go. And it's Terry the other way in transition for Lawrence Central on the right wing. Tries to go in for layup, knocked away by Cameron Maul. Now outlet to Danielle Meredith for three. Meredith can't get it to go. Aaron Henry gets up and grabs the rebound. Cameron Maul on the left side now. Jalen Windham for three. Good! Jalen Windham hits a three-point shot and makes a score 28-7. So back-to-back threes for Lawrence Central.
Somebody's really excited behind us.
So 5:30 to play in the second quarter. The Giants lead 28-7. Terry will bring the ball to the floor for Lawrence Central.
Jalen Windham with nine now.
Meredith on the right wing, operating his offense, goes left side or tries to go left side to Davis, kind of broken up in traffic, but Davis is able to come down with it, guarded by Aaron Henry. Now it's Davis loses the handle but picks it back up. Now Meredith on the left wing, out west to Terry for three. Terry takes a three and he makes it. 28-10 now your score, 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Jalen Windham will bring the ball to the floor for Ben Davis. Crossing the timeline, Jalen Windham on the right wing. High ball screen, Aaron Henry. Now Cameron Maul on the left side for three. Off the mark, no. Rebound tipped around and controlled by Danielle Meredith. Meredith crosses the timeline for Lawrence Central. Goes inside to Jordan, and Jordan gets fouled on his way up.
Yeah, Jeff Clayton left his feet there. Cardinal sin of a defender when you leave your feet in that situation. If you just kind of stand up, you might get an offensive foul or you might actually get a block there. But Clayton left his feet. Great job by Jordan forcing that foul.
Wesley Jordan at the line makes his first shot, and DeJuan Jones checks in for Jeff Clayton. Keyshawn Tunstall enters the contest for Ben Davis in place of Cameron Maul.
It would not surprise me at all to see LC make a run here right before the half.
Wesley Jordan shooting his second shot. And he can't get it to go. DeJuan Jones gets up there to get the rebound. 28-11 your score, 4:30 to play in the second quarter. Aaron Henry crosses the timeline on the right side. Up top, Keyshawn Tunstall between the circles goes left side to Dominique Day. Day looking for a post-entry pass to DeJuan Jones. Finally gets it. DeJuan Jones catches it in traffic. Can't get the two-point layup to go. And Jordan comes down with it for Lawrence Central. Now Davis the other way in transition. Puts up a layup. Can't get it to go. Flying in for the rebound. It's Jordan to tip it to Davis. And Davis goes up and gets fouled. And the basket is good.
So here
DeJuan Jones charged with the foul. That's his first.
Here comes that run we were talking about. Go ahead.
Nigel Pack was charged with that foul, and Mark James is forced to call a timeout.
Yeah, that's a 30-second timeout. Good timeout from Coach James, kind of sensing that run coming from LC.
30-second timeout taken by Ben Davis, 28-13 your score, 4:12 to play in the second quarter. Back with the rest of the first half in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
Back here at Ben Davis High School. And DeAndre Davis will shoot his second shot. 4:12 to play in the second quarter. The Giants lead 28-13. Second shot is good. 28-14. Now your score. Lawrence Central trails by 14. Aaron Henry will bring the ball up the floor for Ben Davis. Aaron Henry crosses the timeline. Giants could use a bucket here to end the run by Lawrence Central. Henry driving the lane, kicks it back out to Keyshawn Tunstall. Now Jalen Windham for three. Got it! Jalen Windham hits a three. 31-14 now your score. 3:50 to play in the second quarter. Crossing the timeline, it's Terry for Lawrence Central at the top of the key. Now goes out to Nigel Pack. Pack on the left wing. High ball screen for Jordan. Now Pack pulls up for three, and he got it. So Nigel Pack enters with a three of his own. 31-17 now your score. Keyshawn Tunstall lost the ball as he's bringing the ball to the floor. Now Terry hits a three. Can't get it to go. Did the toilet bowl effect. Now Aaron Henry comes out the rebound. Now Jalen Windham in transition. Thought about seven up to take the three, but drives in the lane, and he scores two. 33-17. The pace is picked up here. Both teams now running the floor very effectively.
That's the 11th point this quarter for Jalen Windham.
Terry up top. Now goes back out to Pack. Pack thought about the long three. Doesn't take it. Now goes at the top of the key. On the right side, it's DeAndre Davis. Davis up top. Can't get it to go. DeJuan Jones comes down with the rebound. Now Aaron Henry in transition. On the right side. Back out to Jalen Windham for three. Good! Jalen Windham is absolutely on a roll right now. 14 points in the second quarter. 36-17 your score.
17 for the game.
Here come the Bears. Terry at the top of the key goes left side to Pack. Pack on the left wing.
Keep it stats, Joe.
Now goes back out to Terry. Terry on the left wing. On the right side, it's Danielle Meredith. Meredith driving in the lane. Wesley Jordan can't get the layup to go, and DeJuan Jones comes down with the rebound. Aaron Henry in transition, throws it down with absolute authority and makes a score. 38-17.
It's 9 points for Henry.
The Lawrence Central Bears with Terry bringing the ball to the floor at the top of the key. It's Meredith. Meredith driving the lane, kicks it out to Davis. Davis on the right side. Just under 2 minutes to play in the half. The Giants lead 38-17. And a foul call against Ben Davis.
That's a tough call to go against Aaron Henry there.
Picks up Aaron Henry's first foul. Aaron Henry's nearly able to go a whole half without picking up a foul.
Henry was just trying to fight through a screen there. If anything, it was a moving screen, and they went the other way with it. But
the inbound pass for Lawrence Central under their own basket. Gets it to Danielle Meredith. Now tries to go inside to Wesley Jordan, and it's tipped away by DeJuan Jones. 1:49 to play in the first half. Giants lead 38-17. Lawrence Central inbound under their own basket. So the inbound pass will be controlled by Davis. Davis steps in, hits a three, or a two-point rather, a long two. 38-19, your score.
I don't think LC is going to go away. So the Giants got to keep playing with this intensity.
Keyshawn Tunstall crosses the timeline on the left side. Nearly ran into the official there. And on the right side, Jalen Windham. Back up top to Aaron Henry between the circles. Henry now inside to Dominic Day. Dominic Day went up, and he got fouled. It looked like Dominic Day was about to throw it down. So Dominic Day will go to the line. Wesley Jordan picks up his second foul.
So
Dominic Day at the line. Looked like Dominic Day was going to get up there and slam it home.
Yeah.
Short guy Dominic Day he is. Only measuring up to 6 foot.
Missed the first free throw, so it ends up being a good foul. Except it was, as you said, the second foul on Wesley Jordan. But it was a good foul. I mean, it's a good hard foul. He's like, nope, you're not going to dunk it.
Dominic Day, second shot on the way is good.
That's the attitude you got to have if you're LC here in this situation is, you know, we've already seen a earth-shattering dunk by Aaron Henry. You don't want another one.
Dominic Day checks out for Cameron Mall. So it'll be Pack bringing the ball to the floor across the timeline for Lawrence Central. 1:17 to play in the second quarter. On the left side, it's Davis inside to Meredith. Now back out to Pack for three, and he drained it. 39-22, your score. Minute to play in the first half. Mark James barking out the play he wants.
Utah, whatever that is.
Tunstall crosses the timeline, goes right side to Jalen Windham. Looking to go to Aaron Henry. Guarded by Danielle Meredith, can't quite get it to Henry. Safely now, Jalen Windham goes back up top between the circles. Left side, Cameron Mall. Now it's DeJuan Jones at the 15-foot stripe. Nearly traveled there. And Aaron Henry inside, goes up for two. Can't get it to go, but they're going to get Aaron Henry with a charge foul.
Yeah, that's the right call. Excellent take there by Terry underneath. What a good job there. So you're probably going to see the Giants go to the bench here. I think Jerry Nosley's going to come in.
Yep, Jerry Nosley checks in for Aaron Henry. No sense in Aaron Henry picking up a late foul in the first half. Wouldn't want him to have three fouls at the half.
Again, LC is not going to give you anything. I mean, they are not going to go away. And if they hit a shot here, you've done all that work, and it's going to be within reach for him in the second half.
Up top, it's Davis for Lawrence Central. Now on the left block. On the left block for Lawrence Central. Puts up a shot at Wesley Jordan. Can't get it to go, but Jordan is there for his own rebound. And we're going to get a jump ball call.
Possession arrow to Ben Davis.
Yep. So Ben Davis will get the ball back in 20 seconds. They're able to hold for the last shot. And if you're Mark James, who are you giving it to?
Number 24.
Jalen Windham will bring the ball up the floor with 17 seconds. Windham with 14 in the second quarter alone. And we're going to get, it should be Lawrence Central basketball, so they're going to stop the play.
Yeah, the jump ball, it should be Lawrence Central's ball. So now they're going to, that'll just be like that play never happened. They'll reset the clock, and it's a correctable error, as the officials call it. So LC will now get the chance. There's an error on the arrow. It happens.
So it'll be Lawrence Central basketball.
Yep, so we just saw that start of that play never happened.
Yep. Lawrence Central inbound under their own basket. 20 seconds to play in the first half. Lawrence Central inbounds to Danielle Meredith. Meredith on the right side. Meredith holding for the last shot. 14 seconds. 39-22. Your score in favor of Ben Davis. On the right side, Meredith. Meredith's got to do something with it here. Goes inside to Jordan. Jordan puts up an 18-footer and gets it to go. And the clock will expire. to end the first half. So Lawrence Central is able to get a bucket there at the end of the first half. Your scoreboard reads 39-24 at the half. We're going to come back in 5 minutes with first half analysis and first half statistics. Back in 5 minutes, you're listening to the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
This WBDG sports broadcast is made possible by Build Your Future Indiana. 2 million skilled construction jobs are in demand nationwide. This increased demand means job security for those who are certified to work in construction. And 20% of the workforce will retire in the next 5 years. Starting wages for craft professionals range from $17 to $30 per hour. To find out how to go pro in construction, visit indiana.byf.org.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Indiana did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I was having trouble with my math homework and felt like I was making the same mistake over and over. We had a quiz coming up and I needed a breakthrough. Fortunately, my teacher told us about Rose Holman Institute of Technology's Homework Hotline, a free math and science tutoring service for Indiana students in grades 6 to 12. You just call the Homework Hotline toll-free at 1-877-ASK-ROSE to talk with a Rose Holman College student who helps you work through your questions. At first, I was nervous about calling, but now it's the first resource I turn to for help with challenging homework assignments. The tutors are patient, smart, and pretty cool. They even have copies of math and science textbooks used by Indiana students. Next time you get stuck with math or science homework, just call the Homework Hotline, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday through Thursday. It's a free service and a free call. Remember, 1-877-ASK-ROSE or visit askrose.org. The Homework Hotline, free math and science homework help. Evening 7 to 10. Call toll-free, 1-877-ASK-ROSE. That's 1-877-ASK-ROSE. Feeling better already?
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, Let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Back here at Ben Davis High School at halftime, it's Ben Davis 39, Lawrence Central 24. At the half, I'm joined with John Easter. John, your first half analysis of the contest this evening.
Well, Jalen Windham, where do we begin? You know, we talked in the pregame about the Giants kind of looking for something else to go with Aaron Henry on a consistent basis. That's starting to be Jalen Windham. When you look at the stat sheet week in and week out, Windham with 17 points, most of that coming there in the second quarter, where he was just absolutely on fire and scored 14 points in the second quarter. Giants as a team scored 23 in the second, so a very good offensive effort. But really, we haven't really even gotten into their defensive effort. You know, the defense was a little bit lacking last week against really good Hamilton Heights Christian team, especially in the first half when they gave up 42 points. But tonight, 24 points is all they've given up to Lawrence Central. And I got to say, I'm not impressed with some of the choices LC made, especially early on, some of the jump shots they were settling for and things. We saw them get a lot more aggressive as things went on in the second quarter. Was much more competitive, but it was a 9-point lead for the Giants after one at 16-7. And LC was outscored 23-17 in the second quarter. But we did see more life out of Lawrence Central there in the second. They're led, by the way, by 7 points by Jaden Terry, 6 points for Nigel Pack. Giants had get nine as well from Aaron Henry. So another nice first half for him. He was averaging 17.7 on the season going in to the Hamilton Heights game. I'm sure his average jumped up a few points after the massive output he had in that game. But still, I think the Giants have to continue to play, and I think they will. I think that's probably what Mark James is saying in the locker room right now. Just don't give LC a chance to get back in it. You know, close that door, keep your foot to the proverbial floor, and keep moving forward.
That's right, and you definitely don't want to fall back on your heels and just kind of get lazy with the ball, because that's when Lawrence Central makes their moves and kind of comes back into this contest. So if you could just keep the tempo that you've kept in the first half, which has really been up-tempo, running the floor, scoring in transition, then you'll be in good shape for the rest of the contest.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. And you just can't ever let up, especially in this mick. You know, the Giants saw it too. They were actually the ones that did it against Hamilton Heights Christian. And Hamilton Heights Christian had that big lead at the half against them, and the Giants were able to, close the gap quite a bit. In fact, had a chance to tie that game. They know that they can't let up here in this second half. They have to continue to keep the foot on the accelerator and close them out. I think last night against Heritage Christian, I think the Lady Giants saw Heritage Christian take their foot off the accelerator a little bit towards the end. And, you know, once you do that, if a team makes a run at you, all of a sudden the wheels start to wobble a little bit. It's hard to turn that switch back on once you've kind of taken it out of gear. So the Giants definitely want to continue to keep pushing and pushing the ball. I really like their aggressiveness here in this game. They've just been extremely aggressive all night long, taking the ball to the hoop. And when they have it, Jalen Windham has taken great shots. That's why he's hitting. When Jalen Windham sets his feet, he's almost, infallible. I mean, he could definitely hit a lot of good shots when he sets his feet. So I think that's something he'll want to do, continue to do in the second half. Lawrence Central, by the way, just coming out of the locker room now. I'm sure Coach Al Gooden was not happy at all with his team. Mark James, on the other hand, I'm not sure Coach James is ever happy until the final buzzer sounds. That's why he's won 500 and whatever. I think he's closing in on 550 soon.
That's exactly right, and we're getting set for the second half. We're going to come back in 30 seconds with the keys to the second half and third quarter play-by-play. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
Back here at Ben Davis High School, again, except for the third quarter. Really quick, John, before the third quarter starts, your keys to the second half.
Well, I think we talked a little bit about it there before the break. If you're Lawrence Central, just got to chip away. You can't get everything back at once, you know. A lot of times you hear it's a little bit cliche, but there's no this in Rock and Jock basketball jam. There's no 10-point shot in this one, so they're just going to have to chip away at this and hope Ben Davis gives them an opportunity. Played themselves into a hole here. If you're Ben Davis, keep that accelerator down. You know, take every opportunity you have. Just continue to keep pushing the score because LC is a very, very dangerous team.
All right, start of the third quarter. It'll be Aaron Henry controlling the basketball for the Giants. They go left to right now on your radio dial. Cameron Maul at the top of the key between the circles goes right side to Aaron Henry. Aaron Henry back up top to DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones goes right side to Ty Nibbs. Ty Nibbs is taken away by Davis, but DeJuan Jones sticks his hands in there and gets it back. And they're going to get a foul call against Lawrence Central there.
DeAndre Davis, I think, will get whistled for that one.
That'll be his second foul. It'll be Ben Davis. For the Giants in the second half, they go with Cameron Maul, Ty Nibbs, Aaron Henry, DeJuan Jones, and Jalen Windham. For Lawrence Central, it's Davis, Meredith, and Terry's also in there. Andrew on the floor for Lawrence Central, and Pack is on the floor for the Bears. Turnover for Ben Davis there.
Yeah, DeJuan Jones with the traveling call, and Coach James kind of putting his hands to his temples there and rubbing him against the temples. Not what you want to see. You don't want to give him any option other than going to the hoop.
Meredith on the left wing goes for a three, can't get it to go. The long rebound controlled by Terry, and Terry's now on the left side. Terry on the left wing, thought about taking the three, doesn't. Brings the ball back out, drives in the lane against Jalen Windham, now kicks it out to Davis. Davis at the top of the key. Now he hands it off to Pack. Pack now at the top of the key for three. And an offensive foul against Lawrence Central. And they'll wave off the three, the made three-point bucket. And they'll get Tyler Andrew with the foul. That's his second foul. The Ben Davis basketball inbounding opposite the scores table. Aaron Henry will inbound to Cameron Maul. Maul bringing the ball up the floor for Ben Davis. Ben Davis getting their offense set. Aaron Henry on the right wing. Now Jalen Windham inside for two, and he gets it to go. 41-24, your score.
19 there for Windham.
Just under 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Terry up top for three. Can't get it to go. Off the iron, no. And DeJuan Jones comes down with it. DeJuan Jones hands it off to Cameron Maul, and Cameron Maul will bring the ball down the floor for Ben Davis. Right side, Ty Nibbs. Nibbs thought about the three, now goes back up top to Jones. Now Windham on the left side. Windham inside to Aaron Henry. Henry thought about going up, but gives it off to DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones loses the handle, hits the deck, gets it out to Cameron Maul, and Cameron Maul is going to get called for the travel.
Yeah, DeJuan Jones not having his best night catching the ball. Usually that's something he does very well. Has good soft hands for as big of a guy as he is, but tonight is not probably one he'll put in his senior book so far, even though he's a junior.
Terry bringing the ball to the floor, goes left side to Pack. Pack on the left wing, operating his offense now. Thought about driving in the lane, doesn't. And now Terry back up top for 15 feet and gets it to go. 41-26, now your score.
Terry with 9 points for LC.
Cameron Maul bring the ball up the floor for the Giants. Crosses the timeline. On the left side, Ty Nibbs. Nibbs inside to DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones looking to go somewhere with it. Needs an outlet. Gets it to Jalen Windham. Jalen Windham fires a three, and it's good.
That's now 22 points for Mr. Windham.
Jalen Windham having an extraordinary night on the offensive side of the boards.
He's having a net inside-out night because that continues to be what he's doing, is just knocking that net inside-out every shot.
Terry crosses the timeline, goes right side to Davis, now back out to Meredith. Meredith drove in the lane. And they're going to get Ty Nibbs for his third foul.
I think that's three now on Ty Nibbs. And just one you can't do.
So it'll be Lawrence Central inbounding under their own basket. 44-26 your score. Mark James opting to leave Nibbs in the contest. On the left side, it's Pack off the inbound pass from Davis. Pack on the left side
goes to Meredith, now back to Pack. Inside, it's Andrew. Andrew kicks it out to Meredith. Meredith now guarded by DeJuan Jones, goes out to Pack on the left wing. Pack from 15 feet gets it to go off the friendly roll. And it'll be Cameron Maul bringing the ball up the floor, or Ben Davis. Cameron Maul picked up by Terry. Maul crosses the timeline, goes right side to Aaron Henry. Aaron Henry thought about taking the three, now drives in the lane, goes up from 15 feet on the baseline, can't get it to go. DeJuan Jones is there for the rebound, and DeJuan Jones puts in two more points of his own. On the left side, now it's Pack.
That's the DeJuan Jones we know there.
Meredith on the left wing, setting up his offense. Now goes to Pack. Pack goes for the long three, can't get it to go.
Oh.
And the rebound, Aaron Henry, and Aaron Henry is fouled, hits the deck hard, and Davis will pick up his third foul.
Yeah, Davis, not a smart foul there. Kind of undercut Henry on the way down, and you got to give Aaron Henry a place to come down when you're underneath.
Keyshawn Tustill, Dominic Dable check in. Cameron Maul and Ty Nibbs will sit. And we're going to get a substitution for Lawrence Central. Jacob LaRavia checks in. Also, Wesley Jordan checks in. And DeAndre Davis will sit, as well as Tyler Andrew. Ben Davis basketball inbounding under the basket. Under the opposite basket. Tunstall in the game for Ben Davis. Tunstall bringing the ball to the floor. Will picked up by Terry. Now crosses the timeline between the circles. Goes right side to Aaron Henry. Inside, Jalen Winham. Winham can't control it. Loses the handle, and Meredith picks it up. Danielle Meredith crosses the timeline. Drives in the lane. Puts up a layup, and he gets it to go. Aaron Henry will inbound to Keyshawn Tunstall. 46-30 your score. 4:12 remaining in the third quarter. Aaron Henry crosses the timeline, goes to Keyshawn Tunstall, and Terry picks his pocket, and it goes off the hands of Terry. It'll be Ben Davis basketball. Aaron Henry will inbound right in front of the scorer's table. Henry inbounds to Keyshawn Tunstall. Tunstall picked up by Terry, crosses the timeline, tries to go right side to Dominic Day, taken away by LaRavia. Now in transition, it's Terry, puts up a layup, can't get it to go. The rebound to LaRavia, but it's tipped away by DeJuan Jones. Aaron Henry in transition, tries to lay it in, but gets fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot two shots, so they're going to get Danielle Meredith to pick up his second foul of the contest.
So Meredith, as you said, with his second foul. 46-30 your score. The Giants by 16 right now. And Henry will go to that line. They've been able to extend the lead by one that they had at the half. It was a 15-point lead at the half.
Henry, not usually the guy you want to send to the line. He makes his first. 47-30 your score. 3:47 to play in the third quarter.
I checked the stat sheet on that one.
Second shot on the way is good. Lawrence Central will inbound to Pack. Pack now up the floor to Terry. Now on the right side, LaRavia. LaRavia inside to Wesley Jordan. Jordan goes up and gets fouled.
That's a good call.
Aaron Henry picks up his third foul now.
Jeff Clayton already up, walking to the scorer's table. And Ty Nibbs coming back in as well.
Wesley Jordan at the line.
Jordan one of two from the line.
3:40 to play in the third quarter. Giants lead by 18.
LC now 6 of 8 from that foul stripe tonight.
Jeff Clayton and Ty Nibbs check in. DeJuan Jones and Aaron Henry will sit.
Giants are also 6 of 8 from the line.
Wesley Jordan with his second shot. Giants lead by 17. Jordan looking to make it 16. And he doesn't. Mm. Nearly off the mark. Doesn't get the friendly roll. That and was, Ty Nibbs comes down with it.
That was down and in.
Keyshawn Tunstall brings the ball up the floor for Ben Davis. Crosses the timeline. In between the circles. Gets his pocket picked by Terry. Terry the other way in transition for Lawrence Central. Gets his ball stripped from him. Pack comes up with it. Puts up a 2-point layup. No good. And Jalen Winham comes down with the rebound. Now it's Ty Nibbs on the right wing. Nibbs now gets it to Jalen Winham on the right side. Windham on the right wing. All the way across the court to Dominic Day. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Jalen Winham up top. Thought about taking the three. Doesn't. Gets it to Keyshawn Tunstall at the free throw line. Keyshawn Tunstall gets the ball taken away by Pack. Pack in transition. Scores 2 points. 48-33 your score. Keyshawn Tunstall will bring the ball up the floor. He crosses a timeline. Goes right side. Gets it to Dominic Day. Day's pocket's nearly picked by Pack. Foul call against Lawrence Central. They're going to get Terry with the foul. Jaden Terry picks up his second foul.
So you're going to see Cameron Maul come back in. A little bit of a shaky couple minutes there for Keyshawn Tunstall.
Maul checks in favor of Keyshawn Tunstall. Nibs will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Nibs gets it in the backcourt to Cameron Maul. Maul is fouled.
That's a good call.
By Terry, and Terry picks up his third foul.
Just mental errors, and you can see Coach Gooden. I mean, he is just frustrated right now. I think more with his team and just the way they're playing, because they're just making just little mental errors. That's an easy play. You can be aggressive there with your defense, but don't get all up in the guy's face, and that's what Terry did there.
Maul on the right side. Nearly gets the ball taken from him, but somehow controls it. Now Jalen Winham up top of the key. Kicks it out to Dominique Day. Day for three. No good off the mark. The rebound to Danielle Meredith. 48-33 your score. 2:15 to play in the second quarter.
Whistle.
And we're going to get a timeout by Lawrence Central.
No, got a bench warning.
Oh, a bench warning.
So that's a bench warning.
Bench warning against Lawrence Central. Al Gooden wants an explanation. So it'll be Lawrence.
Somebody
Central
on the
basketball.
Bench apparently said something the official didn't care for, so he gave an official bench warning.
Jaden Terry crosses the timeline for Lawrence Central. 2 minutes to play. Giants lead 48-33. Pack shoots a three, can't get it to go. Jalen Winham comes down with the rebound and a foul call against Ben Davis.
It's on Windham.
They are going to get Jalen Winham for the foul. That's his second foul.
You know, I know it wasn't on Al Gooden because I haven't really seen Coach Gooden say anything to the officials much all night. Mostly been disappointed with the way his team's playing, I think. So had to come from the bench.
LaRavia outside for three off the inbound pass. Can't get it to go. Jordan comes down. Jordan goes up for two and gets fouled by Jeff Clayton. And DeJuan Jones running to the scores table will check back in for a Jeff Clayton that has two fouls.
Just mental errors. Second time in a row we've seen Clayton leave his feet playing defense and try to swat.
48-33 your score, 1:57 to play in the third quarter. Something that Mark James doesn't do is play Clayton and DeJuan Jones at the same time.
No, he usually subs them out, but, you know, as he missed the first free throw there. But once again, I mean, When you're 6'5", 6'6", just stand with your hands up, you know? Don't try to swat down, because that's just a recipe for hitting somebody in the face.
Second shot for Wesley Jordan. He gets it to go. 48-34 your score, 1:57 to play in the third quarter. DeJuan Jones gets the ball at the inbound pass, gets it back to Ty Nibbs. And now Cameron Maul will bring the ball down the floor. Maul picked up by Pack. Maul crosses the timeline, going right side. Looking to get it to Jalen Winham. Can't quite get it there. Lawrence Central wants a five-second call. They don't get it. Now Ty Nibbs gets the ball on the outlet. Cameron Maul tries to lay it in and gets rejected by the rubber up underneath the backboard. Terry the other way in transition. Puts up a layup. No, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Giants are entering the danger zone here. They're starting to play, and they're starting to lose that aggressiveness that we saw. And LC starting to take over as the more aggressive team. So might be a good time for the quarter to end here. That foul, by the way, against Dominic Day.
That is his first foul. First shot on the way for Terry is no good off the mark. And we'll get the second shot here. 1:30 to play in the third quarter.
LC not doing themselves any favors by missing free throws.
Giants lead 48-34. Second shot is good. Cameron Maul bring the ball up the floor for Ben Davis. 48-35 your score, 1:25 to play. Maul now crosses the timeline, loses the handle, tries to pick it back up but slips, and Pack comes down with it, and they're going to get a foul call against Ben Davis.
Are we watching the same team that played the first half right now, Grant? My goodness.
Certainly does. Ben Davis has certainly kind of fell apart here in the second half now as Keyshawn Tunstall comes in for Cameron Maul.
But you're still up 13 here at 48-35. So you've built yourself enough of a lead that you can have a little bit of a slow spot. But again, you got to keep your foot on that accelerator.
75 seconds to play in the third quarter. Jaden Terry crosses the timeline at the top of the key, goes right side to Meredith. Meredith on the right wing gets it back to Terry for three, and he got it to go.
10-point game.
Now
here comes the Bears.
Lawrence Central brings it within 10. Jalen Winnen bringing the ball up the floor. 58 seconds to play. Mark James does not call a timeout. That stops key. It's Windham. Windham driving in the lane. Puts up a shot. Can't get it to go, but a foul call will send Jalen Windham to the line.
Well, what got the Giants the lead was good ball movement, being aggressive, taking it to the hole. And LC has made some defensive adjustments that have really adjusted the Giants and how they've played. And also, we've really seen the guard play go downhill for the Giants as well.
First shot on the way is good by Windham.
Now the official telling Coach Gooden to get back in the coach's box.
49-38 your score, 50.
Something.
50 and 8-tenths seconds to play in the third quarter.
Something that is selectively enforced,
second
put it that
shot
way.
On is no good. And Terry will bring the ball up the floor for Lawrence Central. On the right side, they're going to try and hold for the last shot, it appears. Right side, Terry now high ball screen for Jordan. Terry driving in the lane, kicks it back out to Pack. Pack now on the left side to Terry, and he takes a three. Can't get it to go off the mark. The rebound tipped around, controlled by DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones tries to get it to Jalen Winnham. Tipped away by Laravia. Laravia scores two after he gets his own rebound. 20 seconds to play. Ty Nibbs will inbound to Dominique Day now.
9-point game now.
Jalen Winnham bringing the ball off the floor. 13 seconds to play in the third quarter. And we're going to get a
technical foul
on Al Gooden.
So I'm talking about him being out of the coach's box.
They get a technical foul for being out of the coach's box.
Well, I mean, I know the crowd isn't going to like it. Maybe Coach Gooden won't like it, but there was a bench warning, and he was out of the coach's box. They told him to get back. He was out again. They teched him up. Hate to see things like that get called, especially when they're selectively enforced. But
The coach's box this year being moved back
right
to the beginning of the bench where usually the head coach sits.
Well,
Windham misses a second shot.
That's a tough one there.
So
now Coach Gooden cannot stand up for the rest of the game, although right now he's standing up.
Ty Nibbs will inbound to Jalen Windham.
So they get out of there with only 1 point, one out of the two free throws.
Windham on the right side. Now puts up a three-point shot. Can't get it to go with 2 seconds. Danielle Meredith with a full-court shot. Can't get it to go. At the end of the third quarter, it's Ben Davis, 50. Lawrence Central, 40. We're going to come back with fourth quarter play-by-play in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This WBDG Sports broadcast is made possible by Build Your Future Indiana. 2 million skilled construction jobs are in demand nationwide. This increased demand means job security for those who are certified to work in construction. And 20% of the workforce will retire in the next 5 years. Starting wages for craft professionals range from $17 to $30 per hour. To find out how to go pro in construction, visit indiana.byf.org.
Back here at Ben Davis High School, Giants lead by 10. At the start of the fourth quarter, John, what are the Ben Davis Giants going to have to do to pull this one out?
Well, as we saw, we knew LC wasn't going to go anywhere. I mean, they're just too good of a team to really struggle as long as they did. And, you know, sometimes we saw it a little bit during the JV game when the Ben Davis JV coach, Ben Rhodes, was given a technical foul. His team was down 10-1 in that game when he got the tech, and then the Giants went on a run. They had the lead by the half, and they actually ended up winning pretty easily in that JV game. So sometimes a technical foul can galvanize your team and make you play harder. So you kind of hope that's not the case if you're a Ben Davis fan. If you're an LC fan, you definitely hope it. Hope it's the opposite. But a 10-point lead in Indiana high school basketball is nothing. Giants are going to have to get their foot back on that accelerator, as we've said.
Terry will control the basketball, and a foul call against Ben Davis. They're going to get Jalen Windham.
I mean, I don't know why Windham's complaining.
They're going to get Jalen for his third foul now.
Can't play defense with your hands. You know, Coach Steve Whitty always used to talk about playing defense with your feet. In fact, we were talking about it over in the Kirshner corner before the game with Quentin. I went blank on his last name. But we were talking during the pregame about Coach Whitty talking about always saying play defense with your feet. And Windham tried to reach there, and that's why he got called.
Terry goes 1 of 2. Cameron Maul brings the ball to the floor for Ben Davis on the right wing. operating his offense now. Taken away by Terry. Down the floor, it's Meredith. Will he be able to chase the ball down? He does. And he throws it out of bounds. It'll be Ben Davis basketball. So Meredith thought he threw it off of Nibbs, but the ref says no, it'll be Ben Davis basketball.
He just threw it away.
Aaron Henry will bring the ball down the floor. Bounces the ball across the hardwood with 7:30 to play. Giants lead by 9. Henry gets his pocket picked by Meredith. Meredith the other way, lays it in for 2.
And suddenly it's a 7-point game.
7:15 to play. In the fourth quarter, Aaron Henry will bring the ball up the floor.
Giants hope to hold on here.
Crosses the timeline. In between the circles, Aaron Henry. Looking to set up his offense now. His left side guarded by Meredith. Now Windham for 3. Good!
There you go. There you go.
And Windham gets the net to stick up top against Aaron again. So he had done about a dozen times, it seems like, this evening.
That's the 27th point of the night for Windham. And a very, very big three-pointer there. But once again, the Giants ran their offense. They got a three-pointer.
10-point ball game. 6:50 to play in the fourth quarter. Jaden Terry bringing the ball down the floor on the right side. High ball screen for Wesley Jordan and a foul call against Ben Davis.
That'll wind him.
They're going to get a wind him, and that'll be his fourth foul. Or no, they're going to get Cameron Maul.
Okay, that's a bit of a break there.
That's his first foul.
Windham's got to watch the fouls now.
He does have 3. 6:43 to play. Giants lead by 10. Make it 9 now with Terry's made free throw.
One of 2 has been the pattern for the Bears in this one.
Second shot for Terry. It is good. So we're going to get a timeout taken by Mark James. A 30-second timeout. 6:43 to play in the fourth quarter. The Giants lead 53-45. Back with an exciting finish next. In 30 seconds, you're listening to the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
Back here at Ben Davis High School, the Giants lead 53-45 in a very close one.
Yeah, we knew it would get close. You know, I said, I think early on, wouldn't surprise me if this game got close. LC wasn't going to go anywhere. The Giants have just, you know, just let them back in a little bit. When that door's cracked open in the Mick Conference, another team's going to come roaring in if you don't just keep it shut.
Left side, Ty Nibbs. Inside to DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones, nice post move, but he's going to travel. It'll be Lawrence Central basketball.
Coach James encouraging DeJuan Jones there. It was a nice pivot move, but unfortunately, I think he had 2 pivot feet, and that's something you can't really do in Indiana high school basketball or any level for that matter, unless maybe it's the NBA. They call it a Euro step, I think.
Terry crosses the timeline on the left side, drives in the lane, puts up a 2-point shot, no good, and DeJuan Jones gets the rebound. Giants looking to go 2-for-1. Cameron Maul driving in the lane. Kicks it out to Ty Nibbs. Now Jalen Windham for 3. No good, but he gets fouled, and so he'll shoot 3 shots. And they're going to get DeAndre Davis for his 4th foul.
So Windham going to the line for 3 shots, where he is 2-of-4 tonight.
So Jalen Windham will shoot 3 shots, an easy 3-pointer if you can hit them all.
27 points for him right now.
First shot is good. 6:07 to play in the fourth quarter.
28 now for Windham. He's been the star tonight for Ben Davis. Aaron Henry held to 11 points.
Certainly has. Second shot is good.
And they're going to probably see that a lot this year as teams redouble their efforts and try to stop Aaron Henry as the season goes on. You're going to have somebody like Windham, DeJuan Jones, somebody else step up.
Off the mark on the 3rd shot now. Danielle Meredith will bring the ball up the floor. On the left side, drives in the lane. And Al Gooden takes a timeout.
I think it's going to be a 30. Nope, he's going with the full.
6:01 to play in the fourth quarter. The Giants lead by 10. A full timeout. We'll take a one-minute break and be back with the rest of the fourth quarter. One-minute break. You're listening to the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
This WBDG sports broadcast is made possible by Build Your Future Indiana. 2 million skilled construction jobs are in demand nationwide. This increased demand means job security for those who are certified to work in construction. And 20% of the workforce will retire in the next 5 years. Starting wages for craft professionals range from $17 to $30 per hour. To find out how to go pro in construction, visit indiana.byf.org.
Back here at Ben Davis High School, Giants lead by 10. 6:01 to play in the fourth quarter. Going with John Easter this evening. And out of the Al Gooden timeout, it'll be Lawrence Central basketball.
The Giants maintaining that 10-point lead that they took into the quarter. So want to see him maybe advance that a little bit. Else he's cut it to 7 at one point.
Meredith on the left side now. Operating his offense, it's Terry. Terry goes right side to Davis. Davis now across the court. Goes to Nigel Pack. Pack now back up top to Terry. Terry on the right wing. Goes back out to Pack. Lawrence Central looking for a shot they want. Terry thought about three, drives in the lane. Nearly got the ball taken from him there by Aaron Henry. Now back out. It's Danielle Meredith on the left wing for three, and he got it to go. Makes the score 55-38.
Back to 7 now.
Aaron Henry will bring the ball to the floor for Ben Davis. Picked up by Danielle Meredith. Aaron Henry crossing the timeline in a 10-second violation as Aaron Henry took his time to get the ball down the floor, and that's really just an unnecessary turnover. Just shoot yourself in the foot right there.
That is that's bad. I mean, that's your senior there, and you gotta know the referee's counting right there. That's just an unforced error. Now LC has a chance to make it a two-possession game.
Looking to go 2-for-1. It's LC. DeAndre Davis on the right side. 5 minutes to play. Giants lead 55-38. Danielle Meredith from 15 feet. Kicks it out to Pack for three, and Pack drains it. Now we got a four-point game and a timeout taken by Ben Davis. A full timeout. Mark James will discuss with his squad what they're going to have to do to pull it out. 4:55 to play in the fourth quarter. Giants lead 55-51. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This WBDG sports broadcast is made possible by Build Your Future Indiana. 2 million skilled construction jobs are in demand nationwide. This increased demand means job security for those who are certified to work in construction. And 20% of the workforce will retire in the next 5 years. Starting wages for craft professionals range from $17 to $30 per hour. To find out how to go pro in construction, visit indiana.byf.org.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
Back here at Ben Davis High School, the Giants lead 55-51. Just under 5 minutes to play. Inbound pass to Aaron Henry. Aaron Henry will bring the ball down the floor. Hopefully he can get over in 10 seconds this time. Now he knows to not take his time. Aaron Henry left side to Ty Nibbs. Nibbs for three. Off the mark, no. And the rebound to Davis. Davis the other way in transition. Goes up for a layup. Can't get it to go. But they're going to say he traveled, and it'll be Ben Davis basketball.
And again, not the shot the Giants wanted there out of the corner from Ty Nibbs. Looked over at Mark James, and his head was just in his hands because that was just not the shot they wanted.
Tunstall checks in for Nibs.
That's the number. If you're number 24, that might be the shot that they want from the corner. But when, but Nibs, and now we have a loose ball foul.
And Danielle Meredith will be charged with the foul. He was warned by the official over there before he handed in the ball. Meredith continued to hold him. It'll be a one-and-one situation for Ben Davis.
That's number three now. Lots of players with three fouls for both teams now. So Giants have Jalen Windham, Aaron Henry, Ty Nibs with three fouls, Danielle Meredith and Jaden Terry with three fouls for LC. Also DeAndre Davis with four. So lots of players in a bit of foul trouble here. 55-51 your score. Giants have been outscored 11-5 this quarter.
Ben Davis now in the double bonus. Aaron Henry makes the first shot. Ty Nibs checks back in for Keyshawn Tunstall.
You know, and just had a feeling that an LC was going to hang around. And, you know, when you have a team like Lawrence Central, you just got to put them out when you get the chance. And the Giants haven't done that. And another unforced error with a missed free throw.
Henry misses his second. Meredith brings it off the floor. At the center of the court now, Pack on the right side. Pack between the circles gets it back to Meredith now. Terry up top between the circles. 4:26 to play. Giants lead 56-51. Terry now up top guarded by Maul. Now Pack on the right wing. Pack kicks it out to Danielle Meredith. Meredith now back up top. It's Rogers shooting a three. And he's off the mark. Actually, that was Davis with a three-point shot. And he misses it. Now Aaron Henry bringing the ball down the floor. Crosses the timeline on the right side. Out to Ty Nibs. Nibs thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Now Jalen Windham gets it back up top to Cameron Maul.
Giants have become stagnant on offense.
Maul now loses the handle, but Windham picks it up. And they're going to get a jump ball call. It'll be Ben Davis basketball.
Become stagnant on offense, and as lackadaisical as LC was in the first half, they've become much more aggressive with their defensive play in the second half. Credit Coach Gooden for whatever he said at halftime, because it's kind of been role reversal here in the second half. LC's been the much more aggressive team.
Keyshawn Tunstall will check back in for Cameron Maul. Inbound to the backcourt to Jalen Windham. 3:52 to play. Giants lead by five. Windham goes left side to Ty Nibs. Nibs now on the left wing, picked up by Terry. Nibs nearly traveled there, but they don't call it. Now Aaron Henry on the left side. Henry now picked up by Meredith. Meredith tips it away, but Aaron Henry gets it back. And a five-second call against Aaron Henry. Another unforced error for Aaron Henry.
I'm just not many words here. It's like the Giants just decided to leave it in the locker room at halftime.
Aaron Henry not really playing like a player that's going to play for Tom Izzo up there at Michigan State. Terry crosses the timeline for Lawrence Central. Aaron Henry, a bit of a slow spot right now. Terry at the top of the key between the circles. Goes outside to Danielle Meredith. Meredith on the left wing. 3:19 to play. Giants lead by five. Meredith on the left side. Drives in the lane. Goes up for a layup. Scores two. But he'll get called for the foul. They're going to count the basket.
They count the basket.
Bit of a continuation foul there.
What is this, the NBA?
He took two steps after he shot it.
Unbelievable. Well, it is what it is. And that was not a good call, folks.
Meredith at the line will shoot one shot off the continuation foul. Gets it to go. Aaron Henry will inbound. 3:14 to play. Keyshawn Tunstall. Will inbound to Aaron Henry. Aaron Henry bringing the ball down the floor. Crosses the timeline. Right side, Keyshawn Tunstall. Tunstall drives in lane. Kicked away by Terry there as it kind of just ran into his foot as Terry flew in there. And it bounced right off the wall, almost up by Aaron Henry's senior banner there.
The funny thing were the two photographers on the baseline, both of them ducked.
Just had a mini heart attack there. Aaron Henry lays it in for two off the inbound pass. Terry now bringing the ball down the floor.
58-54, four-point game.
Right side, it's Pack. Now back up top to Terry. Just under 3 minutes. Giants lead 58-54. Terry driving the lane. Now Meredith kicks it back out. No travel call there. Meredith driving in the lane. Knocked away by DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones gets the rebound. DeJuan Jones looking outlet. They're going to get DeJuan Jones for the travel.
Mercy.
So it'll be Lawrence Central basketball under their own basket. So it'll be Lawrence Central basketball. She'll inbound. Aaron Henry will guard the inbound pass. 2:41 to play in the fourth quarter. Giants lead by four. Danielle Meredith at the top of the key between the circles. And now a foul call against Ben Davis.
That's number four on Ty Nibbs. So he got up into him there. 58-54, your score.
Two shots on the way for Lawrence Central, Danielle Meredith.
So Meredith at the line, shooting two, completed that three-point play the old-fashioned way last time, and he gets the first one here to make it a one-possession contest.
Meredith looking to bring it within two for the first time in a long time.
LC now has outscored the Giants by 15-8. Now 16-8 here in the fourth quarter.
Two-point contest now. Aaron Henry will inbound to Ty Nibbs. Nibbs now to Jalen Windham. Windham will bring the ball down the floor. Ball screen for Aaron Henry now. Keyshawn Tunstall on the right side across the timeline. Aaron Henry between the circles. It's Aaron Henry operating. Aaron Henry drives in the lane. Gets it to DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones goes up and gets swatted away, but Aaron Henry gets it, and he finishes off the tip off DeJuan Jones, makes the score 60-56. Keyshawn Tunstall knocks it away, but DeAndre Davis comes down with it. Davis inside to Jordan. Jordan back out to Terry. Terry all the way around the horn to Meredith. Meredith drives in the lane, puts up a layup. No. DeJuan Jones comes out with the rebound. Jones now to Aaron Henry. Aaron Henry bring the ball down the floor, crosses the timeline, and gets fouled. It'll be Lawrence Central foul, and Aaron Henry will go to the line to shoot two shots. So they get Danielle Meredith with the foul, his fourth.
Still a two-possession game here, 60-56, and no matter what Aaron Henry does here, it'll stay that two-possession game if he makes both or makes one of two. And that is the fourth. I think the fourth foul there. So I think they were checking to see who the foul was on.
Yes. Meredith has his fourth foul now. If they can get Meredith out of the game, that'll be a real key because he's the one that's picked up Aaron Henry most of the contest.
So the first one good for Henry. Has one more coming. 61-56.
1:56 to play in the fourth quarter.
Giants trying to get to a six-point lead. Nope.
Can't get it to go. Meredith comes down with the rebound, and Terry will bring the ball off the floor for Lawrence Central.
It's been all Jalen Windham and Aaron Henry in the fourth quarter. Nobody else helping.
Terry on the right side. Terry thought about the three, doesn't take it, goes inside to Jordan. Jordan now back out to Davis for three, and Davis hits the three. 61-59, your score in favor of Ben Davis, 1:30 to play.
Two-point game.
Jalen Windham gives it to Aaron Henry. Aaron Henry will bring the ball down the floor. Aaron Henry crosses the timeline right side, Keyshawn Tunstall. Tunstall now back to Aaron Henry between the circles. 1:20 to play. Aaron Henry drives in the lane, lays it up, can't get the... A friendly roll now. Danielle Meredith comes down with it, and he'll bring the ball up the floor.
Chance to tie for LC or take the lead.
So it's up at the top of the key. It's Meredith. Meredith drives in the lane, kicks it out to Davis for three. Can't get it to go. Aaron Henry comes down with the rebound. 1 minute to play. Aaron Henry will bring the ball down the floor for Ben Davis. Crossing the timeline, it's Henry on the left side. Henry now. Controlling the basketball, 49 seconds to play. Giants need to hold it as long as they can here and then score. Aaron Henry in some trouble, gets it to Keyshawn Tunstall. Inside to DeJuan Jones, and DeJuan Jones scores 2 points off the reverse layup. 63-59 your score. Lawrence Central needs to score fast. 35 seconds to play. It's Terry up top. Long three on the way. No good. Off the mark to Aaron Henry. Aaron Henry gives it to Jalen Windham. 26 seconds to play now. The Giants lead by four. Lawrence Central needs to foul. They finally do. And they foul Jalen Windham now, and Nigel Pack picks up his second foul.
So some crazy action there, but a great job by the Giants. Giants ran that play to pull everyone out. DeJuan Jones sneaked behind everyone. I don't know how DeJuan can sneak anywhere, but he sneaked behind everybody and got the easy two, and it's a good thing because Jalen Windham misses the first free throw.
Windham misses the first. And now makes the second. You're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. 22 seconds remain in the contest. 64-59 your score. Three on the way for Pack. Can't get it to go. The rebound, Aaron Henry. Keyshawn Tunstall now with it. Now Jalen Windham. And it looks like the Giants are going to escape a victory here in a foul call against Jaden Terry. That's his fourth foul.
Well, it's still a two-possession game, 64-59. And this will send Windham back to the line to shoot free throws. And... he's done a good job tonight. Jalen Windham's been the scorer for Ben Davis here this evening.
Windham can really seal this contest with two made free throws.
That one makes it a
makes the first.
Makes a 6-point game. This will make it a 3-possession game if he makes this one.
Second shot on the way is good. Off the glass. 11 seconds now. It's Pack bringing the ball down the floor. Drives in the lane. Kicks it to Wesley Jordan, who goes up and scores two. 66-61. Your score is 6.0 seconds remaining. A 30-second timeout. We'll pause 30 seconds and back with the finish. You're listening to the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
Back here at Ben Davis High School, they put 0.4 seconds back on the clock now. 6 4/10 seconds remaining. Ben Davis will inbound under Lawrence Central's basket. Lawrence Central needs a foul before the inbound here, really, if they want to have a shot at winning this game. 66-61, your score in favor of Ben Davis. Keyshawn Tunstall will inbound. Inbound pass to Aaron Henry. Aaron Henry, they're not going to foul in late the game.
That's
and
it.
Aaron Henry will take this game. And
on way to end.
66-61, your final score. Ben Davis pulls out one in the MIC Conference. That's their first win in the MIC. They're 1-1 in the MIC Conference now. We're going to come back in 1 minute with the postgame show. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This WBDG sports broadcast is made possible by Build Your Future Indiana. 2 million skilled construction jobs are in demand nationwide. This increased demand means job security for those who are certified to work in construction. And 20% of the workforce will retire in the next 5 years. Starting wages for craft professionals range from $17 to $30 per hour. To find out how to go pro in construction, visit indiana.byf.org.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
Back here at Ben Davis High School, the Giants close out a close one. 66-61, your final score. Join with John Easter in the post-game show. John, what do we see from the Giants in the fourth quarter?
Well,
they
really
pulled it out.
It was they played well when they had to play well down the stretch, but my goodness, some sloppy mental mistakes and other things that don't want to get cleaned up, but it just wasn't very pretty. The entire second half, Lawrence Central outscored Ben Davis. Let's see, 35-27 in the entire second half. So not what you want to see if you're Coach James, giving up the 35 points in the second half, but also just not playing just very good basketball. Actually, is it 45? My brain is falling asleep. No, I still get 35. But just a really tough effort tonight down the stretch. They hit free throws when they had to. Jalen Windham, 32 points for him, 17 for Aaron Henry. So that was really the dominant forces for Ben Davis, 49 total points between them. And then, as we thought coming in, very balanced scoring attack for Lawrence Central, 16 points for Jaden Terry, 15 for Danielle Meredith, and 15 for Nigel Pack. So three guys in double figures for them. No surprise there. Coach Al Gooden, his team, he had them fighting in the second half, but it just wasn't enough as the Giants hold on for their first MIC victory of the season. They'll move to 1-1 on the season now in the MIC, and the Giants needed that win. I think that was a nice win. It's not going to be easy from here on out, and this is exactly the kind of games you're going to see. It's one of those good lessons, too. A lot of people forget that this team lost the five seniors from last year's team, so it's a good lesson for these guys that, certainly were on the team, but they maybe weren't the key players last year. that you got to play until that buzzer sounds. I think we saw a little bit different effort from the Giants in the second half than we did in the first half, and they were able to turn the switch back on a little bit in the fourth quarter, but really not what you want to see if you're Coach Mark James, and I'm sure he'll get it straightened out. He'll get it, get him in good shape. And good effort tonight, good win for the Giants. A win is a win is a win, especially in the MIC Conference.
That's right. Tomorrow night, they take on Brebeuf Jesuit here at home. You can hear that action live on WPDG, of course. The ball goes up around 7:30. That's going to do it. From Ben Davis High School, for John Easter, I'm Grant Covey signing off. This has been the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.